You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
God made us human, that we might be of help to Him and to one another.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Excellent is your name in all the earth. By your grace you forgive our sins and crown our lives with the honor and glory of new life through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep us alive and going, Lord God, always praising you and doing your will. In Jesus Christ our Savior we pray. Amen. There's a good deal of talk today about doing your own thing. The idea is to be yourself and do your own thing. The idea and the talk make sense only when you know who you are and remember who you are. One of the really great Psalms has this as its subject. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. That's humanity, the same humanity that the Son of God took into his own being to become the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It is mankind at its very best and greatest. It is humanity, not only as it was intended to be, but as it can be and must be to be truly human. Doing your own thing is a truly human enterprise. Humanity was created by God with enormous diversity, each person different the one from the other. No two bodies exactly alike. No two minds exactly alike. No two souls exactly alike. No fingerprints exactly like the fingerprints of someone else. Some of this talk about doing your own thing arises from the observation that many people like to hide in the crowd. They do not want to stand out, and for that reason they do not want to be different. They think, but are afraid to say what they think and get ulcers from the pressures. They feel the urge to act, but they're afraid to act for fear that they'll be criticized by someone else. Very often they are not afraid of being criticized by God, but they are afraid of being criticized by other people. Some of the talk about doing your own thing comes from people who are in rebellion against everything. They see the conformity of the world, and they have decided that all virtue lies in nonconformity. Thinking differently and doing differently from someone else, whether it makes sense or not, is the greatest virtue. Standing out from the crowd and being different for that reason is the mark of a true personality. Both conformity and nonconformity have their points, good and bad. It takes nerve to be a nonconformist in a world where conformity is the greatest virtue. It takes nerve to conform to certain standards when the whole pressure of public opinion is against you and people are urging you to do their thing with the age-old exhortation, everybody is doing it. It's important in this world to get your bearings. You're a human being, as a man or woman, as a young man or young woman, as a boy or girl, in this fluid and floating world. If you don't know who you are, how can you be yourself? If you don't know who you are, how can you do your thing? The psalmist had a good bead on himself and on all of humanity. Let's remember who we are, he said. He put it into two short sentences. You aren't as great as you think, and you are a lot greater than you ever imagined. When I look at the sky, which you have made, the moon and the stars, which you set in their places, what is man that you remember him? Mere man that you have a care for him. All of us are put in our place by our own humanity. Even if our humanity were not flawed, even if we never made a mistake as human beings, we would still have to remember our place. We are not God. We never were. We are not now, and we never shall be. Yet people continue to act as if they were gods. One of the most common human drives is to try to lord it over someone else. People will find someone, if they can't find a whole bunch of people, who will submit to their authority, such as it is. Humanity, at its worst, exercises authority in a manner that can only be described as demonic. It's inspired by the devil. It is the devil's way of disrupting all human relationships, making people themselves less than human, both the pretended lords and those over whom they try to exercise their lordship. Ordinary people can become demons, trying to do their own thing without regard for the rights of others, and often with contempt, secret or not so secret, for their neighbors. Doing your own thing under those circumstances is doing the devil's work, no matter how different it may be, or how much it makes you stand out from the crowd. All of us have to remember who we are. I know it pains people to do this, especially when we are told all the time that we have all the rights of God himself. The worst form of doing your own thing is to wrap the mantle of God around you and trample upon other people in God's name. That, as Martin Luther used to say, is really taking the name of God in vain. It is lying and deceiving by his name. Remembering who you are may seem submissive to an age which has been urged to express its individuality. Actually, the most submissive thing in the world is to submit to the original temptation to try to be like God when you are not. Remember who you are, said the psalmist. You're human, needing the remembrance of God. Your sons and daughters depended upon the care of your father. And that's great. What is man? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, part of God's creation. And God gave us our humanity to exercise dominion, intelligence, discretion, and even love over the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and whatever passes over the paths of the seas. All are part of that dominion given to humanity by God for a purpose, that the creation might work for the benefit of all. Crop production by agriculture, with methods of tilling the fields, with fertilizers, machinery, and even with the help of the beasts of the field, constitutes worthy human endeavor. Growing poultry, breeding animals, developing crops to have them ready for the market at the right time, creating dams for flood control and irrigation, using the resources of the sea, exploring for oil, and recovering from the sea the powers that God put there, exploring space, discovering the secrets of God in the universe. These are as human can be. It delights the Father that human beings use the good things he has made with regard for him and also for one another. The products of modern technology are the result of human beings doing their own thing. Amazing discoveries in modern medicine, like those of Dr. Salk and Dr. Sabin in the field of polio, came about because some people were doing their own thing. Thomas Edison, Christopher Columbus, Martin Luther, Guglielmo Marconi, Copernicus, were all doing their own human thing in searching out the vastness of the resources installed by God himself with the minds God had given them for the purpose. Anything good that's ever been accomplished in the world has always been done by people doing their own thing, not in isolation from the world, but as a contribution to the world, and often at the price of great misunderstanding by the very world that would benefit the most from this exercise of their humanity, which is inferior to God, but crowned by him with glory and honor. God remembers man, but man forgets God. That's the history of the world. It sullies just about every human achievement. Discovery of the enormous power in the little atom is an amazing human achievement, at least in part because Albert Einstein was doing his own thing. The discovery has tremendous possibilities for good and enormous possibilities for destruction. Who can say at this moment how it will all turn out, whether it will hurt more than it will help? God has made us human that we might help. He made us inferior to himself and the angels. But he's crowned us with glory and honor. That glory and honor cannot be minimized. It is there, not just in creations of incredible beauty and power. It is there in the progress which has been made during this century, in the production of food from all kinds of industry that has all but revolutionized life in this century. But the hurt is there too, more evident than ever before, in the glorification of material things and material possessions, which has often made human beings a lot less human, and has caused people to be a lot lower than the angels instead of a little lower than the angels. All of us have to learn again how to do our own thing, knowing who we are and what we are about. It's not the business of humanity to step out of character, to step up to God, and even to try to step on God. If I read the Bible correctly, sin is trying to become God. Sin is doing your own thing without any regard for God and without a thought for God. That in itself is sin, and everything that comes from it is sin. It breaks up families and disrupts human relationships. It distorts human personality and destroys human character. It makes people more like the beasts of the field who do live by bread alone and are satisfied when their appetites are satisfied. We are not doing our own thing when we do only the thing of the beast of the field. To human beings, real human beings, creation is a window to see God. So often we've turned it into a mirror reflecting only ourselves. We use God's things to defeat and dispose of God. We make ourselves enemies of God, against whom God must act in order to preserve his justice in the world. In fact, humanity is at work against God, and consequently also against itself. We are destroying ourselves. This is not the way to heaven. It is a road to hell. It is humanity doing its own thing without regard for God. But God still does his own thing. He still cares. He cares about people. The wonderful thing about God is that he does not give up. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. That's still true, just as true today as it was on the day that the psalmist wrote this psalm. For the world, it is even more evident today than it was on the day that the man wrote this psalm. God cares, and God remembers. It's a story God himself has written in our own history, how his own son became a man like us, made for a little time a little lower than the angels, and crowned with glory and honor. He is the man. By him the glory and the honor are not misused, and in him the glory and the honor are not misplaced. In Jesus Christ is perfectly plain that humanity is on God's mind. God cares when people do not care. He cares enough to reach out and do his thing. God did his thing when Jesus Christ was born and laid in a manger at Bethlehem. God did his thing in that man who said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." God did his thing when that son of his died on a cross. God did his thing when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in all his victorious humanity. God did his thing when Jesus Christ was received into his glory and all things were put under his feet. God is doing his thing today, telling people the good news. He forgives our pride and our passion and our prejudice against both him and one another. If only we remain firm in the faith, which is trust in God, that he means what he says. He cares, he does. He remembers. He did and he does all this in Jesus Christ, the Son of his love. The last evidence is care. The primary evidence of his remembrance is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Since that has happened, written in bold letters for all of us to see, as the psalmist said, we need to depend on God because we are human. By the glory of God, people are forgiven and crowned with honor and glory in all their humanity because Jesus Christ died in his humanity and rose from the dead in our humanity. There's good reason to be optimistic. You can't be optimistic about people doing their own thing and getting anywhere by their own effort. But there's good reason to be optimistic about the grace of God. By grace, his grace, people are lifted up as they turn to him with broken and contrite heart to receive the gift of God, which is the honor and glory of forgiveness and life through faith in Jesus Christ. There's salvation for everyone who believes and follows him in faith. There is good news from God. And there is the possibility of new life for people like us. The promise of life comes from God, who has made us a little lower than the angels, not gods, but human. He crowns our flawed humanity with honor and glory by his grace, his forgiveness, his life. There's good reason to be optimistic about him, looking at the whole situation, just as we have done. The psalmist wound it all up with a great word of praise. This is the way to be human and to do your own thing. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen.